فخلفوني صلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. Today we are going to speak about the third type of physical mujahada we are going, a person is requested to do to uplift himself spiritually, to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed last time that mujahada is very, very important, to struggle, to crush the nafs so that one can control his heart, purify his heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into his heart. And these are two types. As a revision, we are doing it. One is a physical mujahada, which is of four levels, the Sufyan al-Kiram explains. One is we eat less. The second one, we talk less, which we have finished last week. Today we're going to talk about sleep less. And finally, next week, inshallah al-Aziz, we're going to talk about mixing less with people. And from the physical mujahada, then we're going to move from the spiritual mujahada, the inner side, how to purify ourselves, the mujahada, the fight we have to make with our ego inside, so that we can come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll find, if you ponder on the chronology of the surah revealed in the Quran, we'll find how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before revelation was coming to him, he used to seclude himself in Ghari Hira. Many of you have gone to Makkatul Mukarramah and they have seen Ghari Hira. This was a great day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first five verses of Surah Alaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam to read. Rasulullah said, "I don't know how to read." He never told him to repeat. He told him to read. Iqra. Read. Rasulullah was an illiterate person. He didn't know how to read or to write. He said, "I don't know." Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam hugged him very tightly, where Rasulullah said, "I felt my ruh coming out of my body." Just imagine a gigantic creature like Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, which is come in certain riwayat, he has 600 wings. When he stays on the horizon, he covers the entire horizon. A creation like this is coming to you in the dark of a cave. What should have happened in the qalbi mutahara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? So when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, he introduced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by two sifat. One, he told him to read, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read on the name of thy Lord who created you. The word creator, al-khaliq. Very, very important to let Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understand that you got to know who is your creator. Because only when a person knows who is his creator, then he will appreciate, he will develop the love for his creator. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The second one is Rabb. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Rabb, khalaq. The first one is Rabb. Rabb means that being who creates you and takes you to your perfection. He creates you and he takes you to your perfection. I gave the example last time. I like to make revision where if you look at ourselves in the womb of our mother, the temperature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in the womb is perfect. We don't need any incubators. The moment we come out of the womb of the mother, man loses control. He cannot control the temperature. We've got to put the newborn baby in the incubator. We've got to put vaccination. As long as the baby in the mother's womb, there's no need for that. When the baby grows, you will find that the very first part of the milk, according to science, you will find that the milk, the very, very few drops, is a bit greenish in color. This is very, very important, this milk, because the stomach of the baby is very, very sensitive. The first thing to go in the stomach of the baby is something very delicate. So it's the viscosity of the milk is very, very thin in the beginning. But when the baby grows, automatically the milk thickens. Because now the stomach can accommodate a thicker food. But then when on top of that, the mother gives 24 hours attention to the baby. Qudrati Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it there because that baby needs that type of attention. Then when you grow up, slowly, slowly, the attention of the mother is deviated and you start eating biscuit or whatever. Then you're on your own. The attention of the mother remains on a social level. This shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb. Without this maternal love, there are research done in psychology among monkeys. Monkeys fed on bottle only, and monkeys fed by their mother. it has been proven psychologically that those who have been fed artificially, they are more aggressive. They are more aggressive. And there are many other research done on human beings as well, what you call the supra babies. I don't want to go into the details. What has happened to babies that have been removed from their mother from the day one and they have been trained on music? The experiment has been done in America on that as well. The point I'm driving home is to bring us to that level that we are balanced both physically and mentally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treated us accordingly. And that you will see a human being take 9 months in the womb of the mother, then to grow up, to become matured, you take another 15 years, then your mind starts opening up. But if you look at a fish, it's different. The fish, the moment the fish is out of the egg, the fish starts swimming. You take as a chicks, same thing. As a giraffe, it's different. The age, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned it according to the need of that creation so that it reaches perfection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has introduced himself to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the word Rabb. The word Rabb is very, very important. This is the sifat of Allah that we mention most in the salah. We go in ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. First we read Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We go in ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. We stand up, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. We go in sijda, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. The sifat of Rabb is the most pronounced in salah. So that to ring in our mind every posture that we go in salah, hey insan, remember who is the one who gives you a balance in your brain, who is the one who is giving you food, who is the one who has created the oxygen for you to breathe, who is the one who has given you the blood system for you to take out the carbon dioxide from your body. If it remains in your body, the carbon dioxide, it becomes carboxylic acid, and then your muscle becomes disintegrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all those mechanisms in our body without us asking for it. This is the meaning of Rabb. Then, khalaq, insan, who is your creator, just like a man has a dog, giving the dog its food is enough for the dog to develop a love. A dog is enough to get love. Just imagine the Ashab-e-Kahf, who took their dog with them in the cave. It's mentioned in the Quran. Why? This dog were getting few food from their masters. The dog was prepared to make hijrat with those people who were being persecuted by the king, who wanted them to do shirk. They ran into a cave, and the dog followed them as well. Who is a dog? How can you persecute a dog? But the love of the master for the dog to go in the cave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this dog in the Quran as well. If a dog has reached such a status for obeying its master, what about insan who understood who is khalaq? Then you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Rabbi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very, very terrified, he rushed to his beloved wife, Khadija Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was a great lady of Arabia. She was a wonderful lady as well. Then she said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. He starts shivering, getting cold, and he didn't know what to do. Just imagine yourself, a dog bark at us, we run away. Here we're talking about Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who with one wing took Sodom and Gomorrah, with one wing took them up and threw them down. Today this is what you call your Dead Sea. With one wing, this type of creation we're talking here. It was not an interesting event for Rasulullah salam to face Jibreel alayhi salam face to face. It was so terrifying that people thought that Rasulullah was losing his head. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in the Quran to defend this position of Rasulullah sallam. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينَ. Verily your comrade, your colleague is not mad. Because people think Rasulullah sallam became mad. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Why? Because he was destroying Jibreel sallam. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينَ. Verily he has seen Jibreel sallam on the horizon. Clearly he has seen Jibreel sallam in his real form. This was not an ordinary experiment for Rasulullah. So he came to his wife shivering. Then his wife covered him. And a long conversation, because time is short, I'm not going into the details. Then Jibreel came again. Ya al-Mudaththir, oh, you have wrapped yourself. قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَّهِرْ. Allah is giving orders to Islam. Go and warn. You can't just sit in your wrap. This, you've got a mission to do. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Start making takbir. Say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This small, small tasbih we make is not ordinary tasbihat. These are very things that Rasulullah ﷺ get ordered to do. This is a very Allahu Akbar that we do. We feel that we are tired every day. When Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, once there was a group of slaves were caught. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala told her, go and ask your father if he can give us one slave. Because she was crushing those days, like we got washing machine and all those Moulinex machine. The ladies had to crush their own grains. Her hand was sore. Her body was paining working so hard. She was the daughter of Rasulullah. No maid. She was asked, go and ask your father. She went there. Rasulullah said, oh my daughter, if you read 33 times before you sleep, subhanallah, 33 times, alhamdulillah, 34 times, Allahu Akbar, this is enough for you to remove your tiredness. And by my experience, many, many ulama have told me that if you do that, you train your body. This tiredness that you have during the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it out. This Allahu Akbar that we are talking about, Surah Muddathir, the very same Allahu Akbar, this was the first zikr given to Rasulullah sallam. Do we make qadar of those tasbihat? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These are not ordinary things, Ustaz Bihad. These are not ordinary things. Think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to Rasulullah sallam. The very first tasbih given to Rasulullah to come close to Allah is Allahu Akbar. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, clean your clothes, cleanliness. We understand takbir, the grandeur of Allah, the next stage is clean your clothes, because if you cannot keep your entourage clean, your surrounding clean, then how are we going to clean our heart? Then after that, the third surah revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Rasulullah a higher dosage, a higher level of spirituality. What is it? Control your sleep. This is what we're talking now, today. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, oh you have wrapped yourself. Qum, stand up. The imperative tense is being used. Qum. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum illayla illa qaleel. Stand up for the day, or a bit less. Or nisfu al, or half of the night. The point is, control your sleep. To come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a recipe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, is to control your sleep. Although my kiram, when they gave qillati karam, qillati manam, qillati ta'am, it's not just like this. Everything I've spoken last time, approved with you by the Quran, this one also is from the Quran. To sleepless is from the Quran. This is a recipe to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of it is to make mujahada on our sleep. Why? When a person wakes up at night, this is a time where his internal actions and his external actions harmonize. There is conformity between your tongue and your heart. Because why? At night you have ample time. There is enough time. During the day is very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the psychology of man in the Quran. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَجُولًا خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man has been created in haste. Everything we like to do, quickly, quickly. Think about our way. Everything, nobody got time today. Nobody got time. Even the small bambino haven't got time today. They got homework. They haven't got time. Rasulullah sallam said in the hadith sharif, الْأَنَاتُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَالْغُجَّةُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. To do your work calm, thinking properly, is from Allah. وَالْعُجَّةُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. To do work quickly, quickly, this is from shaitan. See our life today. We're even eating fast today. Namaz, we read fast. Isn't it? How many of us read our Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? According to Maslah, you used to say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, your namaz breaks. Namaz breaks. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim with the dua. How many read our namaz? We don't know when namaz is breaking. Why? Because our nature is to do everything fast. Our namaz has not been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this quality man has in him to do things fast. But when we wake up at night, we feel there is enough time. Then we pronounce, we are the greatest qari at night also. Then we take our time, our heart is at ease. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those people who wake up at night. Alladhina يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَلَا جُنُوبًا. Those who praise Allah, Sufyan al-Kiram has given three ways to praise Allah at night. Three ways. Three types of mujahada we must wake. When we wake up at night, and I've seen it with my own eyes also. Those who wake up for tahajjud or to do zikr of Allah, to crush this nafs, the desires of sleeping, this is hesitation, where we want to sleep or don't want to sleep. When this hesitation comes and we overpower it, we make this mujahada, we wake up for tahajjud, oh, to make any type of zikr, askar, there are three of us and we involve ourselves in zikr. Qiyama, Allah mentioned first standing. I have seen with my own eyes, 2 o'clock in the morning, that I was going in Jamaat, I went to a mosque. The Imam is very, 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 very pious. It is reported from my other friends. I know him personally, but I never witnessed it. But my other friends who know him properly, when this Imam used to wake up, a full sunnah in his life, full sunnah, I've seen it. There is a fragrance coming out of his body. Fragrance coming out of his body. He eats on bread, olive oil or bread and vinegar. The sunnah of Rasulullah. This is the type of life he leads this person. Very, very, very thin. I don't want to give his name. If he knows, he will get angry with me. I've seen my own eyes. He will stand up under one light in the masjid because he's not going to abuse the light of the masjid. Maybe the light of the lamp from the street. He'll stand up and read Quran. Stand up and read Quran. To crush his nafs. Then, Qu'ud, you sit with Azkar. In fact, Mufti Muhammad Sahib, our Mufti Sahib of Leicester was telling me that in Syria, from this ayah that we are quoting, he have witnessed where people make zikr, they make it standing because of this ayat. He was telling me. He has seen it in Syria. They do the zikr standing. We do it sitting. We do it standing in the Arab world. So standing, there's more mujahada there. Then sitting. And on the side, even sleeping, they make zikr. There is many ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised those people who have separated their body. Tatajafa, junu, bihim, anil madaji, yadu'un Allah, yadu. Those who separate their body from the side of the bed, they keep away from the bed, they wake up at night making this mujahada. They praise Allah, they call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yadu'un Allah, they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With two sifat, two qualities Allah has mentioned for those people who make mujahada. Khawfan, fear, wa tam'an, and hope. And this is why Rasulullah has mentioned those two sifat. Iman is between fear and hope. Just imagine the level of iman. Try to connect this hadith with this ayah of the Quran. Those sifat of those people who control their nafs through sleeping. Those people who want to make mujahada of sleeping, what level of iman this iman is going? Khawf, fear, and hope. This is iman. This is iman we are talking. So the demand of controlling our sleep is to boost ourselves spiritually, to develop this mujahada, to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the nuskha is from the Quran, where Rasulullah s.a.w. used to go to Ghar Hira, where he was a bit confused. Who is Allah? How do I come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the nuskha. And the very, very beginning of his prophetic life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the secret to come close to him, is through salatul tahajjud. Sacrifice your sleep. Why do we have to sacrifice our sleep? Besides the spiritual dimension, there is physical benefit as well in there. The physical benefit is our health. If a person sleeps too much, you can ask any doctor, his mind does not function properly. He cannot concentrate properly. And separating from bed, we got to understand, don't go read the book of Imam Al-Ghazali, we can't do that. We are too weak to go and spend the whole night. Like Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi, it is reported, for 40 years with one wudu doing Isha to up to Fajr. Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi, same thing. I read one of his life, one event happened in his life, that one night he went to a person, Ghaliban, he was Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi, and he was with a tola water in there. It is reported that when the following day the daughter of this man came and he sees the water just like this, he went to tell the father, you told me your friend is a great alim. He said, he never done Fajr namaz. Look, his water is just like this. The father was a bit astonished and said, look, all his food he ate at night. How come? Then the father was a bit upset. He went to ask what happened. He said, you know what happened last night? When I finished my Isha Salah, I went to sleep. One ayat of the Quran came to my mind. From this ayat, I started my istimbat, taking Masla Masail, extracting Masla Masail from ayat. 150 Masail came to my mind. So I started writing it. And it was Tahajjud Salah, I performed my Tahajjud as well. And I had Wazoo Fajr Salah. This is a person, we have to understand those people. We are very far from those people. Then about the food, he said, you are among the few people who I know the food is halal. And I was eating a bit too much food. Because I was guaranteed the food was halal. So we have to understand those people, what caliber they were. I was quoted you last week, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, when the Khawarij Khalifa was fighting with him to force him to say that the Quran is the creation of Allah and not the sifat of Allah, not the quality of Allah, not the attribute of Allah, the kalam of Allah. They were angry because he was going against the government. They whipped him. That time he was 77 years old, I told you. They whipped him, 36 lashes. And then, I told you also, that time he used to do 300 rakat nafil at night. When they whipped him, he was eating how many? 150 rakat. 150 rakat. These are the people. Hazrat Usman al-Ghani, radiallahu anhu, Shaykh al-Hadith mentioned in Fazail Amal, in 2 rakat tahajjud, he finished 1 khatam al-Quran. These are far-fetched for us. Illa mashallah. Ulama Kiram explained, people like us, we are weak physically, we are weak spiritually. Come, we got to speak 6 hours. 6 hours is the right amount for us. For those who can go beyond this, good. Because if we force ourselves, Masha Fali Tami rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, if we force ourselves not to sleep, we got to understand the qilate manam, to sleep less, what it means in Sharia. How to purify ourselves. If we don't have this balance in our mind, it's going to affect our dunya and it's going to affect our akhirat. In what sense? There was one murid of Mawlana Shafi'i Thami, rahmatullah alayhi. He was spending the whole night in ibadat. Then he was saying like Noor. He was saying Noor. He went to become a wali of Allah. He's saying Noor. Mawlana Shafi'i Thami, what Noor you got? Your brain is going off. Go and put some oil in your head. You're not sleeping at night. The guy was thinking, this is what happens. If you haven't got a spiritual guide, you will think you will get seeing Noor and Farishta. So this is very, very important. That there must be a balance when we make this qilat-i ta'am and qilat-i kalam. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the month of Ramadan? To get this 1 month's practice. To make this mujahada, to change the system, to decondition ourselves, our routine life. During the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to make tarawih. Logically, what we are supposed to do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. He must have Raham on us. But Allah put 20 more rakat on us. 17 plus 20, there is no logic in there. But if we understand the suluk, understand the path of tasawuf, you will understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has Raham on us, is giving us one month's training to have less sleep. To have this training to control our sleep so that we can come closer to Him. Not only Taraweeh, there are 2 maslah at night in Ramadan. One is the Taraweeh maslah and one is Qiyamul Layl maslah. There are 2 maslah for the month of Ramadan. One, you do your Taraweeh, you go sleep a little, you wake up again. Make Qiyamul Layl. The Wali of Allah, this is how they spend the Ramadan. This is how they spend the Ramadan. This is why the month of Rajab, they already started preparing for Ramadan. Rasulullah was saying, when the 15th Shaban comes, he says, I feel my iman inflamed inside. It's burning inside, waiting for the month of Ramadan to come. He used to say, I'm tightening my lungi, getting ready for the month of Ramadan. To make this Qiyamul Layl, to make this Taraweeh, to spend the whole night in Ibadat. This one whole month is given training for us. So that we can make mujahada on our sleeping. Then you will find, during the day, change our eating routine. This in itself is a mujahada. Not to eat during the day. Qilate? To eat less. This in itself is a mujahada. Think about it. It's not easy. Some people getting guru in their tummy for that tarawih. Why? Because the system has not been used to that. The whole day we eat. Now Ramadan, what to do? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this training. This is why Ulama Kiram explained, if we just spend our Ramadan properly, the whole day is a good training. It's a good training. This is why we have to understand qilat-i kalam and qilat-i manam. And also we discussed qilat-i kalam as well. Very, very important to go through those mujahada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give all of us tawfiq. You will find that this mujahada that we do, there is one important point here. When a person controls his sleep, there is a special beauty that manifests on his face during the day. A special beauty on his face. His face will shine during the day. And this is why some wali of Allah comes in a hadith. When you think about those things, you understand those hadiths better. That a wali of Allah is such a person looking at him, you think of Allah. Just your gaze fall on his face, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So qillatim, not to sleep at night, is very important. Now, for the youngster, close your eyes and your ears. What about when you are married? Very important masla. Very, very important masla. Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, I could not comprehend how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a person of his caliber, his heart was so much attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, could have given time to his wife at night. Just imagine the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was going hayran on that. He was getting chakkar in his mind. How is it possible? He himself was a great Sheikh Tasawuf, but he could not understand. Because when you go with your wife, you tend to forget for a split of a moment. Then he explained the masla. That to spend the night with your wife also is an ibadat. Why? You're fulfilling her rights. By fulfilling her rights, what you are doing? It is who told you to fulfill her rights? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing, you're fulfilling the command of Allah. When you're fulfilling the command of Allah, you are in communion with Allah. When you are in communion with Allah, your relationship with Allah is unbroken. So, not to sleep at night, to fulfill the right of your wife also, is an ibadat. Those who are going to get married, I think I better repeat this masla for Salim bhai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, he could not understand a person like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose heart has been cleaned with zamzam water how many times, his spiritual level being so high level of contact with Rasulullah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet he could give his wife time at night. How could he spend time with his wife? He says this masla was making chakkar in his heart, in his head, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened his heart. When a person fulfills the rights of his wife, he does not sleep at night to fulfill the rights of the wife, which means he's fulfilling the command of Allah. When you fulfill the command of Allah, you are still in communion with Allah. When you still with communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you haven't broken your relationship with him. Therefore, even satisfying your wife at night, it's qillat manam, it's sleeping less for the pleasure of Allah, is still cleaning your heart. Those who are going to get married, give this masla well. And those who are already married, improve upon it. This is a masla of qillati manam, sleeping, by the way. Now when a person sleeps, one important thing that we have to keep in our mind is when that person sleeps, what is sleeping? One is to sleep less. But why do we have to sleep? That's another masla. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi used to be kalula. And he said, I'm making kalula because the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If not, he was not sleeping. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, if you read his life, the big, big call of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, if you're going to marry and your married life is going to affect your khidmat of deen, your study, etc., marriage is a contract. The two aspects of marriage, one is the contract and one is an ibadah. It's not like the civil marriage is only a contract. It's an ibadat as well. The ikhtilaf between Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the ibadat leg is heavier than the contractual leg. But Imam Shafi tells you, the contractual leg is heavier than the ibadat leg. Therefore, give priority to your khidmat of deen. When you see there, you will find that great, great scholars like Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, how they spend their night in making khidmat of deen. Professor Hamidullah rahmatullah alayhi, who just passed away recently, how much khidmat he was doing at night. They were not getting married. Why? They want to make khidmat of deen. This is why they were spending the qiyamul layl, making khidmat of deen, writing books. So sleeping, Why do we sleep? Because it is a command of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent our eyes sleeping at night. Why? If everybody was to go and sleep their own time, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create the night as a rest, وَجَعَلَّ لَيْلًا سَكَنًا, the night has been created as a peace for you. Allah mentioned it. Allah has created the day to go and look for our ma'ash, our daily life, our rosy. But the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us to rest. Very important to understand this masla. And when we rest, what goes in our mind? What is the hadith of Rasulullah? When a person sleeps, his sleep is a sister of death. Allah Akbar. And what is death for a mu'min? A person who has cleaned his heart. Tawfatul mu'min al-maut. The gift for the mu'min is death. And what is death in the light of hadith? Death is a bridge between the lover and his beloved. And for the salik, who is the beloved? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I quoted to you last time about Rabia Basriya, rahmullah, where one day the person asked her, "Hey Rabia, do you have hatred for shaitan in your heart?" She said, "No, because my heart is so full with the love for Allah, there is not a single place there in my heart to hate shaitan." This is a maqam that the salik can reach, but provided we make mujahada. This is our starting point. We've got to make this mujahada. Eat less. As I told you the other day, I'm the last person to talk. I got direct orders from our staff to talk. This is why I'm talking. If not, all the things, well, I'm the first person that need to rectify myself. Upon orders of my teacher, I'm talking here. If not, I will not address you to you people. So, when we make this mujahada, this is where we come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are means to train our heart. Those mujahada, these are means to train our heart to face a difficult moment. Our heart will impose on our nafs to train it to become subservient to the command of Allah. When we become subservient to the command of Allah, then those darkness in our heart goes away. Then the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in our heart. When the nur of Allah comes in our heart, then Allah, our heart becomes the recipient to hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the heart of a mu'min that will hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart, you see a compass, always in the north, because the magnetic force concentrates in the north. But then you get another type of compass that shows you Qibla. But what is the compass, the needle of the heart of a mu'min? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come in hadith, Qiyamah will not come until people are saying Allah, 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 Allah. This is the value of the word Allah. As I told you yesterday, the last time, that Imam Baydawi rahmatullah alayhi has given 13 derivatives for the word Allah. Inshallah, one day we'll talk about it. What is the meaning of Allah? What is the meaning of Allah? Allah, this is why I make you say it in your heart 100 times before we go. The word Allah is the only word in the world, every alphabet in this word, every alphabet in the word Allah indicates to the Zat of Allah, to the being of Allah. You say Allah, Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. All the five alphabets have been used. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. You have dropped the Alif. For Allah belongs what is in the heaven and the earth. Lahu Asmaul Husna. For Him, you have dropped the second Lam, Alif and Lam. Lahu, Lam and Ha. La ilaha illahu anidaha. All the alphabets in Allah makes dalalat on Allah. There is no word in the world like the word Allah. This is one example. In your salah, what are you writing? Once a person addressed a Sufi, tell him, write Allah without using a pen. The pen, the man stood up, make one akat. When you stand up, what is it? An alif. You go in your ruku and then you go in the sijda. You're writing Allah in your sijda. Every rakat you're writing the word Allah. You look at your palm, Adit, 8 and 1, 99 names of Allah in Arabic. Your whole body reflects Allah, but the heart is not reflecting Allah, brothers. The heart is not reflecting Allah. Because the mujahada needed to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not training this heart for that. We are not training our heart for that. This is why mujahada is very, very important. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us sleep to console it. At the same time, sleep is a means for us to communicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has communicated with the Anbiya many, many times in the Quran. Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave about the dreams. In Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Fatah, talk about Rasulullah, about his Fatah Mubin, about Makkah al-Mukarramah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, about the Zaba of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the order. Like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown the beauty of sleeping at night. But what type of sleep? Our heart must not sleep. This needle must always be Allah. The needle of the heart must always point towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our body can sleep, but not the heart of a salik cannot sleep. The heart of a salik cannot sleep. He must always make Allah, 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 Allah in the sleep. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with us many, many forms. And if we want to communicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah, time is over. Should we continue? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, says, I have seen Allah in my dream. What does this mean to see Allah? How is it possible to see Allah? I discussed this with the Sheikh Tasawwuf, and I make some tahqiqat also. In Mirqat, Mullah Liqari, rahmatullah alayhi, explain how you see Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all his sifat, not his zat, you've got to differentiate between Allah himself and the attributes of Allah. Allah manifests himself through his attributes by personifying himself. For example, you see an old person. This can be the personification of one of the sifat of Allah, not the zat of Allah. And this you don't see with your eyes, you see with your heart. So a person can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the sifat of Allah manifests in him. And to reach that level, again, your heart must be very, 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 very clean for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come in your dream. There are other riwayat, wali of Allah also. I don't want to go into the details, but this is the masla of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the maqam, you got to think, this is a gift to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah himself, his zat, you're going to see in Jannah. So dream is another way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sleeps. With sleep, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates further with you. This is why ulama kiram says there are three types of dreams. Three types of dreams. Don't come by me tomorrow to interpret your dreams. I'm not Ibn Sirin. Ibn Sirin was a great person. I'll tell you about Imam Malik later. One is Rahmani dream. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires you, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel to your heart. And the certain things manifest itself. When those things manifest itself, when you wake up in the morning, you are happy. You got a good dream. You feel happy in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you good news. This is why the hadith is in the Sahih al-Bukhari. Rasulullah has said, a banda who is salih, a good Muslim, Allah, you get good news, mubashirat. And this mubashirat is through his dreams. And it is 146th of Nabuwat. Dream is 146 of Nabuwat. How? Because ulama kiram explained, 6 months prior to Nabuwat, Rasulullah was getting wahi through dreams. This is important in Sahih al-Bukhari as well. Very, very first chapter of Sahih al-Bukhari. And Rasulullah had how many years of Nabuwat? 23 years. 23 divided by 6. How many 6 you got? 46. So for the first 6 months of 23 years, 146 of Nabuwat was dream. So the silsila of communicating from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his banda is through sleep. So if we make our sleep, our heart clean, our rozi clean, our tongue clean, our ears clean, our zahan clean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will communicate to us through our dream. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our sleep an ibadat as well. So even dreams was the qadar of dream, but all those qadar will come if we clean our heart. The second type of dream is nafsani. It is in your subconscious. During the day you have seen something, and then during the night it manifests itself. Right? You got a debt, it manifests in your mind that your creditor is coming and smacking you. or the bank manager is sending you to court or whatever. This is another one. The third one is shaitani. You see dirty dreams, shaitan comes. And you wake up, maybe you have to do a ghusl, or maybe you feel tired, you feel worried, you feel panic, this from shaitan. There is masla on that. When this type of things happen to us, what we must do? Rasulullah has given guidance. We must turn, we spit. Don't spit on your wife. What it says, a little. The opposite, you spit. You say, you turn your position. For this reason, to go to sleep with wudu, I did mention it the other day. Wudu is a shield against shaitan. Go and sleep with wudu. I haven't got time. I told you the other day, I'm going to talk only the tasawwuf aspect. All those things I'm talking, there is the adab of it. How to eat, I told you, you got to read on your own, there is no time. I told you about speech of Rasulullah SAW, how Rasulullah used to speak to people, and how he used to listen to people. That also is a masala on that. I haven't got time to go into the details. Today about sleeping, there are a lot of masala about sleeping. What dua you read. Each dua, the muhaddithun have reported it. But this you must go and do it on yourself. I haven't got time to go into the details. I'm just concentrating on the suluk aspect, so that Allah give me, first of all, tawfiq, to be able to practice upon those things. Time is over, we're going to stop here. And inshallah, next week, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, we're going to talk on the last mujahada, physical mujahada, which is on mixing with people, inshallah. Let's make our zikr in our heart. Inshallah, subhanAllah.